Everybody's done it. I think everybody's considered it. Yeah. I just couldn't quite MacGyver it. Phil hit me with one. I almost... Oh. Phil, so we're at dinner, and somebody was like, oh, my skin's all dry. I was like, oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room. And Phil was instantly like... And I was like, what, dude? What? Wait, I shouldn't have said what. This is a dinner. Like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like... Because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended yourself.
I had to...
It was a trap.
And then you don't want to say that. You can't be at the dinner table and be like, I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if at hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
Oh, yeah. Either. I'm dry.
Hotel's
guy.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a dry man myself.
Same. Although I will say in the shower, if you're jerking off, it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. I used to take pictures of my dick and color it, like, because you could draw on Snapchat and then send it to my friends as a goof. It's a fun goof, dude. Don't try to okay. pretend like it's not hilarious. Okay. It's a very funny thing.
Maybe
but
you can do other things, too.
One time I took it, yeah. And...
It was a prank.
It was right after... I had not had Snapchat for a while. When I re-downloaded it, I pressed what I thought was the coloring utensil to bring up the tools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sent it straight to my story. Without coloring on it at all.
Soft?
Soft teenus, dude. Just a picture of, like a bushel of pubes and, like, a soft teenus. And it was my story on Snapchat.
Just a pure Saint Benedict,
for like
dude.
5 minutes. And then I got a phone call from Gabe, my friend Anthony. So Anthony Gabriel, what minutes? Up, boy? He's a lawyer now. He called and was like, what are you doing? And right when he called, I was like, oh, my God.
My bird.
Because I didn't know where the bird picture went.
Everywhere.
I had no idea that it just... I thought I'd hit delete. I thought I hit X accidentally, because once you press add to story, it just went.
Have you ever thought about doing butthole art? Taking a pic of your butt? People would look at
that'd
that
be very funny.
While,
people would be
dude.
Confused as to what that
as
was.
What that was?
I was good at the dick pic. Like, the dick, you couldn't really see it was a dick. You had to, like, look... Like, you'd see pubes or something. But, like, I would draw, like, a full football player's uniform on it and then just have the helmet... Be the tip of my like. I took a lot of time with it.
It's packed summertime. The threat levels for a fat attack are high. So said LeMaire pulls up.
They should have that on the news. Like the Weather Channel be like, today's fat attack probability is red. We're in the red today. Might want to powder your balls, fats.
Powder your balls and keep a towel handy to dab your head.
If you're black, you can carry a towel, which is nice.
I wondered about it. I saw a guy dabbing his head today.
If you're white, you must wear shorts and Crocs.
Yeah, so LeMaire, the story was you rolled up. It was sweltering. It was crowded. And then...
showed up uninvited.
Good friend of the
correct
pod.
Me if I'm wrong. Uninvited. To well, a no, full
he was
capacity.
Warned. He was warned. Our friends were like, LeMaire, it's really crowded here and it's really hot. You can come, but it's going to be kind of miserable.
So his friends were like... There's a good chance you're going to have a fat attack. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but it's hot up here. It's not built for the thicks.
Yeah.
The so fats.
You were discovered on the steps of this place. Am I correct? Sitting, not laying.
Didn't make it to the roof.
No, I think he made it and went back in.
You can make like a video game out of it, like an Oregon Trail. Just LeMaire trying to get to a rooftop.
It was hot.
You have to stop and hunt for chips. You have to dump, dude.
Dude, it gets even better. So the story I heard that you, I guess you went out there, you're like, oh, it's too crowded, hit the steps, and then you were discovered by a friend of the podcast sitting there.
Friend of the podcast found you.
She was like,
collapsed in the hallway.
Concerned, and was like, dude, are you okay? And you were like, I don't feel well. So then you went and laid.
They got to treat it. They got to throw buckets of water on him. They got to treat him like a whale being transported to a different tank. They got to throw water
on
him.
LeMaire was then transported to the owner's bed. The owner and laid in the owner's bed.
What?
Fans on. Did you have a cold towel? I believe there's a cold compress applied.
No.
Ice, maybe?
You don't know? You blacked
ice.
Out?
There was ice. You fatted out. There was ice. Your Honor, I fatted out. I don't recall. There was ice. I think the person applied ice. And he laid it.
To his brow? Was he like...
True.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. LeMaire, quick question. I mean, look at off the...
Look at your pride right now. I see your pride.
I don't have any pride.
Admit your attack.
I was being a cool guy.
And you're being Mr. Cool?
I was being Mr. Cool.
How cool?
I was at the punchline before.
Oh, that's
being
Mr. Cool.
Cool with Andy and Nate, and I had like 3 or 4 scotch and sodas.
You can't drink. Do you drink?
I drink a little bit.
I feel like I've never drank with you.
No, we have to.
Now he drinks. Well, he's a mogul.
True. Now these bullying white executives.
So you had a couple of scotch and sodas.
I had a couple of scotch and sodas. Then I go to the roast battle, very nervous, get upstairs.
What are you nervous about?
Because I didn't think I'd get in. And then you get...
Oh, because it was full capacity and they said don't come.
Yeah, more welcome.
We can't let you in.
Yeah, but what else am I going to do? Just wait.
That's a Mr. Cool move. I know what you did. You big-timed everybody there. You said, big time, you know me.
More scotch and sodas. You barged
I'm Matt
him.
And Shane's producer. You
I,
barged.
Didn't, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything.
So you ran to your car and grabbed a knife.
True.
I followed an Indian native.
And Matt's wife was there to stop you.
Andy was on a roast battle, so I followed them in.
Gotcha.
Andy was on it, so I came with him. And then they had this drink in the back that was like wine and I don't know. It was I drank
jungle
a bunch.
Juice?
I drank a bunch. Sangria? It was jungle juice. I think it was jungle juice. I drank a bunch.
Sangria brings me back to Madrid. I'm going back to Madrid, dude. I'm getting some sangria. A little fall. You get to walk through the streets and the marketplaces. They just ladle you some fucking
you gotta go, dude.
Sangria.
You got to go back.
I said, dumb it. Dumb it.
Should go back like a full like old school country, like a little
I'm going
Paris
full I'm going back MAGA, dude. I'm going full MAGA.
Probably get respect over there.
The fascistas?
Fascistas, dude.
The fascistas will be like,
fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, get this guy in here.
So, Lemaire, so you go in there, you shoulder to the punch bowl.
Yeah.
You came
elbow
in
your way to the punch
shit-faced.
Bowl.
I came in drunk, and I started power drinking, and then I the show was over, and I was like, I got to go on the stairs. I'm sweating, and I threw up, and I went to sit down, and then Kyle,
you threw up?
Friend
ew,
the
you
show,
threw up punch?
I threw up. It was like a lot. It was like
yeah, but you threw up the. Oh, there was food in there.
Yeah, there was food in there.
Jesus Christ.
What were you grubbing on beforehand?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What were you grubbing on?
You know.
Probably Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle and
Chipotle scotch and jungle juice in a fucking hot stairwell. That was just that's like a pressure cooker, dude. That's
yeah,
like a
dude.
They put that. That's like what those
that's
kids.
A bomb.
That's yeah. That's Boston Marathon. They just they just put Chipotle and scotch in a Lemaire, set them on the sidewalk, and he exploded.
So you hit the steps. You puke.
After I puke, I hit the steps. I was on the steps because I was waiting for the bathroom to open up and waiting for nobody to be there so I can go puke. But then I was discovered.
Good friend Kyla Fox discovers you.
Yeah, a lady found him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yay, what are you doing in here? Oh, my God. Are you suffering from a fat attack on the steps? No, it was Chipotle. That's a fat attack, dude. Dude. Don't try to blame fucking pre-existing conditions on this.
That's that's true. That's like a COVID test.
Yeah, it's
you
a
have
COVID
pneumonia
test.
And you have a little bit of COVID. So you're discovered on the steps. So you did take refuge. You St. Francis of Assisi in someone else's bed.
Yeah.
Till your feet.
You rested up. They laid you to rest in someone's bed.
He was in a fevered state. In his fevered state.
Dude, just putting a fucking like sweaty dude you didn't invite to a party in your bed. I fucking hate you for this.
Sneakers on?
I didn't lay in the bed. I laid on the side.
I mean, I can't believe you assumed he was wearing sneakers, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, they were. Side of the bed, though. I didn't, like, put my feet on the bed.
Were you wearing your tennis shoes? Your finest tennis shoes? You didn't put your feet on the bed.
No,
you remember that. You don't remember anything else.
No, I remember Kyla.
You remember the thing where you were polite. That's what you remember?
I remember Kyla guiding me to the bed, and then she left.
Did you think you were getting some?
No.
You're like, damn, girl, you're going to take you move quick. She found you in the stairwell. I was like, come on, get to the bedroom now.
Quick, you have 24 hours. So how did you recover? What happened?
I laid down for like 10 minutes.
How do churches rule?
They're so weird.
They kind of rule.
See, there's like Justin Bieber goes to them and shit.
Yeah, dude. You wear like leather.
Hot dudes.
You wear like leather bracelets and like a V-neck.
No! Yeah, you're jacked and gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. All right, the noise was a joke. Run the tapes back. The noise was a joke.
Oh!
Fuck! I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry,
I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Yeah, boys.
I want to wish it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Holy sisters. You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just I had to. I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football like your life depended on it.
I was,
the
of course.
The bro ship depended
absolutely.
On it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True. You were the captain of the SS bro.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
That's when you're a team captain. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall.
You're gonna you were this close to my hand. This close.
Now,
right under.
Look, damn,
oh,
dude.
That was a DMT snake, dude. Oh my god,
that's Quetzalcoatl just whoop, right under you.
Fuck him.
Trying to put me in Juice World. Trying to put me into Juice World.
Oh my god,
I didn't see that.
I got a million
either.
Tricks on how my sleeve, you? Shane.
We should pause and let me react to my reaction of that and come back.
If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
Fuck you guys' family, dude. I hope there's a fire and you're all in it.
Oh, I'd get out first.
Yeah, we obviously all escape and save our mom.
I just held my breath for a minute and 30 seconds the other day.
Dude, why? I held my breath for 2 minutes and 18
so
seconds.
So hard.
Why are you guys holding your breath?
I don't know. I was
Wim
just,
Hof. Dude, can we do
fuck
a Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, dude.
Can we please do the Wim Hof?